This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. I thought Rob was going to take us here in the first hour, but we didn't get to go this way, so I'll do it now. The California Department of Justice, under Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who is now up for, I think, Department of Homeland Security or some Health and Human Services. I don't know what he's up for. They're withholding vital firearm-related statistics from researchers at the UC Davis Firearm Violence Research Center, a prominent gun violence prevention program. It's a gun grabber think tank, if you will. The UCFC was established to study gun control policies and their impact on society. This is what they say. The researchers at UC Davis play a vital role in California's anti-gun agenda. They frequently recommend policies that are said to curb firearm violence, said to. The UCFC is highly revered in gun control circles because of their frequent push to limit California's Second Amendment rights. Their policy proposals are so highly regarded that when now Vice President Kamala Harris served as Attorney General, she pushed the state legislature to fund the UCFC's research. The law passed in 2016 with tax dollars flowing into the coffers. Researchers at UCFC, however, have a problem. Their research projects are at a standstill without updated data. Right now, there's a lot of people scratching their heads over this, according to the Sacramento Bee. One of the big research projects UCFC took on was determining whether or not the extreme risk protection orders, commonly referred to as red flag laws, made a difference in curbing gun deaths. See, in California, unlike in Florida, Florida has just thousands of these things. In California, it is such a big state, they don't quite pursue it the way they do. And of the ones that they do pursue, they also, let's just say they don't actually go after all of them. I think the last figure I saw was 10%. So, and remember what it is. With the ERPO, a family member, co-worker, teacher, or member of law enforcement, can have a person's firearm seized if the gun owner is determined to be a threat to themselves or someone else. In fact, probably the only way to keep this from happening anywhere where this happens, anywhere where this is allowed to be this way, is to not let anybody know that you have any guns. Which, I don't know how that would work for me. This is one reason I don't live in California. It is one of the most controversial gun control policies that has been pushed by the Democrats in recent years. Second Amendment supporters oppose red flag laws because of the lack of due process. Democrats believe these laws are crucial. Crucial. So, the DOJ eventually released data which allowed the UCFC to publish a 2019 study that stated red flag laws work. But now, the new data, the 2020 data, is being blocked from being sent to the researchers. And, see, this is not something where they can get out there and say, well, we have opted to block sending this data. This is mandated by law. (Laughs) And the DOJ officials told the UCFC to delete the previous data and to end the study on top of blocking the new stuff going in there. So former state senator Lois Wolk previously wrote the law that funded the UCFC. She now serves on the center's advisory board and said the DOJ's failure to provide data jeopardizes California's standing as a national leader of gun violence research. Well, I wouldn't know if it actually jeopardizes it. It it definitely makes it look a little suspect to me. But I don't know that it jeopardizes it. But it looks suspect from day one. It's never been out there one of these things where everybody's going, well, you know, I just love this stuff. No doubt in my military mind that this is good stuff. So the importance of data and research is to create successful policy outcomes, former Representative Wolk told the Bee. Without it, you're flying blind, where whatever is happening with respect to stopping research has to end. The DOJ cited confidential information as a reason for the data halt. California Department of Justice values data-driven research and its role in pushing forward informed public policy to help combat problems like gun violence. We also take seriously our duty to protect Californians' sensitive personal identifying information and must follow the letter of the law regarding disclosures of the personal information in the data we collect and maintain. Enter Dr. Garen Wintemute, the center's director since the 80s. She said the program has security measures in place like limiting the number of researchers who access the data and hosting the records under a password-protected server. And Assemblyman out of San Francisco, Phil Ting, currently has a bill moving forward which would serve as a reminder to the DOJ that they have to hand the gun data to the UCFC. But now this brings up a bigger point. What are Becerra and his DOJ hiding? What is it they don't want the UCFC and the public, for that matter, to know? Now, I know that I am not Spock, but I'm going to allow a little bit of logic to come into play here. The only logical conclusion that I can have looking at this is that the data would be a massive blow to the gun control agenda. Something isn't working here. California is constantly looked at as one of the leaders of curbing gun violence, although they don't. Anytime members of Congress contemplate implementing stricter anti-Second Amendment laws, states like California, Illinois, and New York are frequently brought up. If red flag laws aren't working in the Golden State, that means they would be considered a failure in other states across the nation, too. Which, yes, they would. So month over month, we've seen a record number of new gun owners. The pandemic and rioting last summer caused the number to soar to record highs. But those numbers are based on background checks through the NICS, meaning a record number of law-abiding citizens are utilizing their Second Amendment right. This bucks many of the gun control narratives. The other thing that here's where the failure of red flag laws come. And it's a very palatable one. If I look at you and I say to you, I'm going to kill you. I'm not saying to you, I'm going to kill you with this, I'm going to kill you with that, I'm going to kill you with the other. As a matter of fact, how I kill you doesn't mean anything to me. Only that I kill you. Now, thankfully, nowadays, we don't have those big, heavy ashtrays like we used to have, because those were great bludgeons. You could absolutely kill somebody with an ashtray. Some people are going, what's an ashtray? But, the dangerous part of anybody seeking to assault someone is the body, the human, the mind behind this raw emotion that is leading them to want to attack somebody and hurt them and kill them. Not the gun, not the hammer, not any of that stuff. So as long as you're taking the tools away from that person, that means, okay, now I have to shift if they are seriously intent on killing somebody. Most of these things that come up, they're not slowing anybody down. They would not slow a murderer down, not for 5 minutes. They just won't be using their gun. Okay. They're still going to try to kill somebody, though. Still going to try to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. No.
Holster.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, first of all, I want you to understand something. This is not me being insensitive. This is me just being blunt. Okay? This is me having faced some of this stuff that I'm going to talk to you about, that I'm going to mention here. I have faced it. Still here. The United States recently passed a grim milestone of sorts, if you want to call it that, of over 500,000 deaths being attributed in some way to COVID-19. And what this really means, of course, is that more than 500,000 mostly super old and or mostly super sick people have died who at some point prior or at their deaths discovered COVID-19 in their systems thanks to the super sensitive PCR testing that may or may not have been correct. Sadly, that's the extent of what we know for sure at this point, though our overlords pretend they know everything while consistently being proven wrong weeks later. 500,000 is a big number, no doubt about it. But when you consider that between 2.5 and 3 million people die prematurely every year here in America, when you think of the big three, which is 650,000 due to heart disease, 600,000 due to cancer, 400,000 due to medical misadventure. Nobody cares about that. Nobody ever talks about that. Nobody talks about doing anything to prevent that. Not to this day. You know, we're not, like for heart disease, oh, we'd all be better off if we were exercising. So how come we're not being closed? You know, why aren't we being confined to a track or a gym? Cancer, why? I don't know what you could be confined to with that. With doctor, medical misadventure, how do you curb that one? So, there have been excess deaths caused by COVID, but those are probably two-thirds of that grim number we constantly see on the TV ticker. Maybe even a little more than half. And further, the overall deaths over the coming years are likely to be significantly lower because we're going to find that COVID-19 took many people weeks and months earlier than they would have otherwise gone. That's the sad thing about life. And like I said, I'm not trying to be insensitive or disrespectful. But I do think society's lost all sense of perspective here. Because all death is tragic and sad, especially for those who lose loved ones. And I'm not trying to minimize any of that. I have lost loved ones. I miss them every day, even now, years later. It is hard to sit back and say, well, I finally got closure. No, that's very hard to get to. But I'm trying to point out that as absurd as it sounds, a significant proportion of the population seems to have forgotten that we are all at some point going to die. I mean, I'm going to be 60 next month. Rush Limbaugh just died at 70. Do you not think I'm looking at 70 saying, that seems awful young to me to go? But, at some point something's going to happen. To all of us. Indeed, even as 500,000 were dying of or with COVID-19, all these people that were dying of heart disease and cancer, where's the national memorial for them? And should there be a national memorial for them? Because life is this thing we get on, you know. And throughout human history, the chance has always existed that you could transmit a virus or pathogen either directly or indirectly to someone already super old, super sick, and or super vulnerable, meaning immunocompromised, and that the virus or pathogen can play a part in someone's death. We've known this for hundreds of years. It's not that society shouldn't be aware of germs and viruses and take reasonable, sustainable precautions against them, but what we're doing, this, what has gone on for the past year to say these draconian lockdowns, unscientific mandates, and bizarre restrictions have been entirely disproportionate to the actual threat would be the understatement of the century. They've been a gross, pathological, hard to believe it's not intentional overreaction. And seemingly out of nowhere, society's turned itself into a pretzel in a futile attempt to prevent anybody from dying of or with COVID-19, even though the survival rate is above 99.5%. And the vast majority of those who died with the virus would likely soon have been dead of something else, sadly. Because of this, we've destroyed livelihoods and futures and even lives in this quixotic quest, and yet we have accomplished absolutely nothing except paving the way for further tyranny down the road exchange for this false sense of security and protection. In the name of saving humanity, we have tragically undermined and destroyed so many things that bring joy to life. So where does this end? Well, vaccine distribution has been ramping up, and Johnson & Johnson is in the game now with the one-shot non-RNA vaccine. That could be a game-changer for those who are hesitant. I'm skeptical, but if vaccines work to get the fearful feeling good enough to end this charade, that's good enough for me. Now with the CDC new guidance coming, I might go get it myself. I might sign up for it. Yet, despite increasing vaccination rates and declining infection numbers, Team Apocalypse refuses to budge. And now they're literally mass-shaming Texas and Mississippi for ending their unconstitutional mandates. Fauci wants fewer than 10,000 cases a day to even consider relaxing restrictions. That hasn't been reached since the beginning of the pandemic. The often untold reality is that while vaccines may hopefully help, they will never eliminate COVID-19 entirely. It will always be with us, albeit hopefully in a less lethal form. And given that, and based on their actions so far, is there evidence the overlords don't intend for the current measures of masking and restrictions and social distancing to last for years, if not forever, at least in the areas they control? Zero COVID. This is the goals of the psychopaths who want to use this pandemic to impose their twisted policy aims on society. And people like Fauci and others who advise Biden are increasingly looking like they adhere to this ridiculous notion. So if zero COVID is the impossible goal now, this insane new normal we've been experiencing for nearly a year will never go away. Not without a fight. The irrational fear these hypochondriacs can't let go of has made life intolerable for the living in countless places worldwide. And we've been watching the world die a slow, self-inflicted death. And it's time to choose life, people. It's past time to fight back against the fear and the fear-mongers, assess the risk, and live our lives to the fullest. Because COVID or not, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. I have noticed that skydiving still goes on today, despite COVID. People are still flying in planes today, despite COVID. Still driving in cars, despite COVID. Everybody's still willing to take all the risks associated with life. Maybe they're also willing to face COVID as well, like we've done the other 12 pandemics over the last 244 years. One can only hope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus. Which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 306 points to close at 31,802. USA Radio News. The price of gasoline continues to increase, up 5 cents a gallon last week.
That 5 cent increase makes it up to a national average of 277, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced he will not run for re-election in 2022. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The idea of a republic is that the people, through their representatives, get to make the laws that govern the country. But that seems to be passé. What if you made a law and no one enforced it? What's the point of that exercise? And if we can make all the laws we want and not have them enforced, except in the limited manner that the people hired to enforce them choose, are we then even a free country? Well, our garbage elite does not think so, and they're ecstatic about it. Remember that dancing scroll on Saturday mornings if you're of a certain age like mine, and out saying it's owed to the democratic process? I'm just a bill, it would yodel at you. The whole premise is that the folks we elect go through this rigorous process of review and analysis, and then after much work and debate, it pumps out a bright, shiny new law. And the underlying assumption is that this actually matters. That when we make a law, it gets treated like a law and not a suggestion. And that's all a lie. So let's get past this sausage-making part. There is no legislative process anymore. You get a bunch of congressional poobahs together in a Capitol Hill office, which is now behind layers of concertina because our elite fears you. Then they decide what outrageous garbage the latest omnibus will contain. Then they trot it out to the floor for a vote before anybody gets to read it, much less meaningfully debate it. Bill the Bill is no longer the sleek little document of schoolhouse rock fame, but a bloated diabetic fatty waddling about while taking puffs from an oxygen machine with the nebulizer. Debate a bill? Are you crazy? Hell, then people might find out what's in it. But let's assume we do get a law passed and assume the president signs it. That bill becomes a law, and here we are. We got a law we wanted. Yeah? So what? So what? The elite has decided to take it on upon itself, a sneaky little veto of its own, and to just not enforce laws it doesn't like, or even worse, to selectively enforce laws against its political opponents. You know, like me and you. Take immigration, for example. You know, it's illegal for foreigners to come into our country without us inviting them. Period. Purely simply. There are laws, lots of them, that say that's not allowed. And the laws further say that illegal aliens are to be rounded up and shipped home. Post haste. I was in high school civics, you know, back during the time of Reagan. And apparently stuff has changed since then, but according to my civics class, the president is supposed to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Now, our president that we have today, the most popular man ever to live in America, he is a wizened old dust puppet, and if what he's doing isn't faithful, then by that standard, Bill Clinton is staying home playing Go Fish with pantsuit. Von Pantsuit, instead of scamming on half-hammered cougars at his local Ruby Tuesdays. So now, apparently, it's totally fine to ignore laws they don't like, even though they're laws that they passed, that they enacted. And in the case of immigration, that means just order all the little executive branch functionaries not to function. So suddenly, everybody from Tijuana South is heading north. So effectively, the laws our reps made have been repealed. Except you and I never got to say anything about that repeal. We said, and we know we did, because it's a law, that we didn't want this. But somehow now it's cool to ignore the law. That is the manifest voice of the citizens. And instead effectively make a new and different law without all the hassle of asking people like me and you what we think. To me, doesn't this sort of change the nature of America? And, oh, these defenders of democracy, they wouldn't put it like that, even though it's exactly like that, you know? Remember, they always have an excuse when they breach a norm, like book banning and speech suppression. They're fine in this case because the suits being suppressed or the people being gagged are bad. So it's fine, because they're bad. In the case of undermining the entire premise of a democratic republic, the excuse is they aren't changing the law, but exercising discretion, as if founders thought this would be a genius move to allow the people we hire to run things, have the discretion to completely ignore us and consistently do the exact opposite of the law that they themselves passed. Or they just don't like what we decided, and since we're all knuckle-dragging Jesus gun people who don't understand how there's 643 genders, we have no moral right at all, ever, to self-determination. It is easy to ignore the demand of the citizens if you effectively make them non-citizens. Welcome to America 2021, a nation that drives its legitimacy to the extent it retains any by acting with the consent of the governors. There are a lot of ways to describe a country where the powerful make political decisions without the input or consent of the governed. Democratic is not one of them. Democrat is, though. For all their endless, tiresome political voguing about democracy in practice, they sure don't seem to like it much in practice. And that's a problem because why should any of us respect, obey, or otherwise defer to a government that nadlers on the governed? Are you being perturbed about the law changes happening right now without a say? I'm vexed. Find it vexing, so very vexing. Not least of all because I swore to defend the Constitution. Let's see, how long has that been? Almost 40 years ago, I swore to defend it. I did it for 7 years, gave the American government 7 years to get me killed if need be. That oath I took, that might as well have been written on Charmin. And it gets worse. Sometimes the law gets enforced selectively, and guess who they select to apply it to? Right now, Comey and McCabe are running around getting paid, though they treat the law like a Scat Francisco hobo treats the sidewalk. But the feds can apply the law hard enough against they can't. I mean, they just can't apply it hard enough. They love it going after the Trump folks. Antifa and BLM, they get their charges dropped. But the Capitol Hill folks, who are now, know our media and political betters lied about when they called them murderers, are getting the whole library thrown at them. And look at all the fascist campaign finance laws they're trying to pass. And they'll get enforced. Don't kid yourself, but just only against us. There's 0% chance they will ever get enforced against any other Dems. So do we even live in a republic now? We don't get to make our own laws. Our betters effectively make them for us. What is written on the United States codes means nothing if it's not enforced, and we don't get to have laws we like enforced. Sounds like we're now something, but a citizen is not what we are. One thing is certain. This is not sustainable, and the elite seems to sense this can't go on without a massive backlash, judging from how they cower from the American people behind soldiers and barbed wire. If you decide to withdraw, you know, from the social contract with Red America, if you decide to withdraw from the Constitution, you had better be prepared to find somebody else to feed, fuel, and fight for your regime. Because Washington, D.C. is a very little place, and you can have it. You can have that. You can have that island. You can have all of the coastal elitist places. You can have all of those, too. Wonder how many of them have fuel and people enough to do what you want to do. So, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Most of us would agree that a human life is worth more than material goods. If somebody is trying to steal something I own, as long as one of my children or grandchildren is not in it, they're going to get it because it is not worth it for me to kill them over that. If they're coming in and I don't know what their goal is, I'm going to be up in a defensive posture. And as long as they don't keep coming, if they turn around and exit, they're going to get away. There are exceptions to that policy with me, but even the life of a thief is worth more to me than a hubcap or a lawn ornament. But the devil, as they say, is in the details. And we go to this Democratic Texas Rep. Terry Meza, introducing HB 196 that would restrict the existing Castle Doctrine, which recognizes the right of people to defend their homes against intruders. Now, her defense of this restriction seems at first glance to a casual reader to be moderate and reasonable. And here's what she says. My bill, HB 196, and my position on the Texas Castle Doctrine has been misrepresented in the news as of late. It does not repeal the Castle Doctrine, and it does not restrict homeowners from using firearms in self-defense as applicable to current Texas Stand Your Ground laws. What my bill would do if passed would require a homeowner to exhaust the potential of safely retreating into their habitation before using deadly force in defense of themselves or their property. I filed this bill because the Castle Doctrine as it currently exists emboldens people to take justice into their own hands. While theft is obviously wrong, we have laws to address that, and I don't believe that stealing somebody's lawn ornament should be an offense punishable by death. Right there, she's defending herself against false allegations that she has had some absurd things, such as the home invader probably needs the items more than the homeowner does. There's actually no record of her actually having said anything like that. A lot of people believe that false allegation, but we live in an era now where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says plenty of absurd things, such as people who do not wish to work should still receive federal welfare handouts. Then it becomes understandable that it can be difficult to distinguish between reality and satire. But going back, given that doubt, I feel you, Representative Mesa. I want to know what major social problem was she trying to remedy with HB 196? Has there been a problem with homeowners not retreating from home invaders? And if so, who exactly has been complaining about this? Did Representative Mesa consult with victims of previous home invasions? Did she ask them what it's like to be in your sanctuary when unexpectedly you're confronted by an intruder? Was there time to retreat? Was there time to consider all the possible avenues of retreat? Was there time to exhaust them? How could you be sure whether the intruder was armed? Did you feel assured that the intruder was not going to rape and or kill you or your loved ones? And if you were, how were you that sure? Do you think the law should burden you with all these dangerous duties in order to safeguard the criminal? And that's where the stupidity comes in. If a criminal is stupid enough to break into your home with you in it, and you successfully stop him, that's the criminal's fault. You did not go out into your lawn and see the innocent guy walking by, doing nothing, drag him into the house, make it look like he was going to rape your wife and all this other stuff, and then put one in his dome just because you're that way. If I'm sitting in my house and somebody breaches my doorway, well, they've got a problem. They've got a problem because when they breach my doorway, I'm not going to be sitting there going, why are you here? Are you only here for my TV? Are you only here because you need a sandwich? Why are you here? The gun is coming up. I carry a gun everywhere I go in my house, literally everywhere I go. In this studio, there's 8 guns with me. And that's not every gun in the house. And that's because if somebody breaks into the house, I don't have time to go, hang on there, brother. I got to go open the safe and put the gun together, find the ammo, load that magazine, stick it in there, get right with you. I don't have time for that. So when somebody kicks in the door, I'm not going to sit there and try to ascertain, are they armed? I'm not going to be worried about, are they here to rape and or kill us? I'm not worried about any reason why they're here. They have just breached the door. All consideration as to what that is about is over. Over. Now, my suspicion is that Terry Mesa, were she ever to similarly face the reality of having to make a split-second decision of life and death, and if she had a weapon at hand, be it a gun or something else, were she the potential victim, would she hesitate 1 second to employ deadly force? Or if at that moment, if it seemed necessary? Or would she go down the list of duties and considerations she's attempting to enjoin on Texas residents? I sincerely hope not. Sincerely, I do. I mean, really, no. Leftist legislators live in a world of theory and ideology and fail to make the distinction between those and the realities that the rest of us are stuck with. My strong suspicion is that HB 196 will not be the end of it now that felons are being given the right to vote. Perhaps Mesa is one of those forward-looking politicians who see a category of future voters who will demand that she pass even more aggressive laws to protect criminals. What further protections for a home invader will become forthcoming for the left, I wonder? It's a very simple thing. Okay? For most people, it's a very simple thing. Not for criminals. Criminals, to me, are the natural extension of leftism. Because a criminal believes that he can see you, and if he figures out that you are a good mark, then he's going to move on you and try to attempt to take what you got, at the very least. If not, stopping there, he's not unwilling to hurt you to take what you got. If you have a lot and he wants it that bad, he's not unwilling to kill you to take what you got. Happens a lot. Happens all the time. Happens too many times. And that's just reality. That's the way it works. Now, for a leftist getting out there and wanting to consider this. Rick Hector, who comes on the show a lot, one time I saw him being interviewed on TV, and they were talking about home invasions. And Rick sort of thinks about those the way I do. And instead, what they wanted Rick to do was what they were postulating to him that should be done was that you should try to reason with a home invader. Reason with the home invader. Now, I don't know about you, but think of this, if you want to, this way. So the home invader kicks in the door. Door flies open. You're there. I'm not armed. I'm like, listen, pal, I realize you probably have been a victim of systemic racism all of your life, even though you're Caucasian. I realize that, what's going on with you is society's fault, society's problem. I realize all these capitalist pigs have forced you to slip into this life of crime. So instead of, you messing me up, how about if I could pour you a cup of coffee and make you a sandwich and we discuss this and try to reason our way out of this? After he gets done looking at me very quizzically, he will just continue on his way and do what he intended to do, unless I stop him, which I will. Back again in 21 hours, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.